Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Here we go. Highs of 49 today. Plenty of sunshine, which is important. It's 35 degrees, 34. Most of the area above freezing, except for Covington, where it's 30. So really no need to run the water anymore, I don't think. And the highways are doing what they can to get them open. Scott Boyle, DOTD, just to, if you're just tuning in, and give you an example of what they're facing. They're talking about blotches of or splotches, whatever you want to call it, of black ice on hundreds of miles of roadway that could be as small as 5 by 5 feet that could cause an accident. So they're out there trying to identify them, trying to find them, trying to break them up with sledgehammers. And there's a quote now, and propane torches, so that's a challenge. Carlton Dufour shows similar challenges on the causeway. He expects to have southbound single lane open to regular traffic by 9 a.m. Everything goes all right. Two lanes open by, I think he said, maybe 3 p.m. at the latest, and they should have everything open, both lanes, both directions, for the afternoon commute. Paul LaGrange joins us right now to talk about any challenges you might have. If you have any questions, text them in to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along to Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. I think it's all about patience now at this point. And again, I think our mindset is, you know, the snow happens. It's a one-off event. We play in it. Then we go out the next day and it's gone. But I think people need to realize when they see the snow on the lawn that this is what is an exceptional event, right?
Exactly. I agree. And listen, we have some uniqueness to this particular snowstorm we haven't had to deal with in the past, and that is the larger quantity of snow and also the very cold temperatures. And that specifically I'm talking about your roof and your gutters. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked about these briefly, but now is the day where probably there's a good chance that the bottom edge of your roof is all defrosted. There's no standing snow or ice there. It won't be by the middle or the end of today. And it's now time for you to go look and see if you have any damage to your roof shingles or to flashing, or maybe your gutter cans pulled away from your fascia a little bit, and document it with photographs. And then call the professionals and have them come document it and give you prices to correct it if you don't have the skill set to do it yourself or the time to do it yourself. You want to get on this list early, and if you have to go through an insurance claim process, make sure you understand what it takes to make that happen in a timely manner and what documentation you need to have in order to, go through that claim.
So what do we need to worry about, Paul? I got snow on a roof. A lot of people still do in different areas, depending on the sun. Is it too late to do anything? Has it turned to ice? Do we want to do anything with the roof? Leave it alone? Let it melt?
I think at this point, if you haven't done anything with the snow on the outer perimeter, or the lower edge of your roof, just let it do its thing, because the ice dam's already there if they're there. Mm-hmm. And a good way to determine if you have ice dams or any ice dams that really could be damaging is if you have very long icicles that are hanging from the edge of your roof at one or two spots. It's not going to be everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in the areas where for instance, where two roofs meet, like a valley, where the melting snow is directed to that spot. So those are places, if you have those icicles, that then you have ice dams to follow, and that's a good place for you to inspect once that ice is completely melted for any damage. And listen, if it got bad enough, and I know we have listeners all over the state and the Gulf Coast, but if it got bad enough where the ice dams really would cause damage, not just to your roof shingles, but to the outer perimeter of your ceiling sheetrock, and also at the very top of that wall, you can go in your attic if you feel safe enough to go in your attic with a flashlight and see if you see any wet insulation. If that's the case, you definitely want to take some action addressing all those wet surfaces like the millwork, the sheetrock, and the insulation.
So what about...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Any efforts with the gutters? I'm thinking about water. Would that in any way mitigate it, or would it be the worst thing in the world you could do to try to get the ice to melt if there is still ice there?
No, it's a good idea. I think the first step is to make sure your downspout's not clogged with leaves or debris, so that when you do put that garden hose there and slowly, cause it's a slow process to melt that ice with cold water coming out of a garden hose, right? You wouldn't want to use hot. You want to use cold water so you don't cause any other damage. And you can slowly melt it. So make sure that the gutters cans where it connects to the top of the downspout and the downspout itself is not blocked, and slowly start melting that ice with some water out of a garden hose.
As far as somebody texted in and wants to know about getting up on a roof and the snow that's way up at the top by the peak of the roof, first of all, I don't know what to tell them because I would think it would be extremely slippery and dangerous to get up there. I don't know. Tell me, Paul, what to do.
I wouldn't climb on my roof. In fact, it's still too early for professional roofers who do this for a living to climb on your roof. You need to wait another day to, depending what your circumstances are and how much shade you have applied to your house, how much snow and ice remains. Once we stay above freezing, whatever is there is going to melt very, very quickly. And at that point, you can get someone, a professional, or if you have that level of confidence and experience to climb the roof, you can do that yourself. But talk about slippery and could hurt yourself and also damage your roof. This is not the time to do that yet. We're close, but we're not there yet.
Patience, just a little bit of patience. My heating failed and went from 66 to 58, says this degrees. Auxiliary heat, I can never say that word. Auxiliary, how do you say it?
Auxiliary.
Auxiliary, that's what I meant
yes,
to say. Heat came on several times. I'm now inching it up 1 degree at a time. Is this normal, or should I call an AC heat person next week? Thanks. I don't know what auxiliary heat is.
So I'm presuming they have a heat pump, okay, or they can have electric heat. So when a heat pump operates in the heating mode, it takes, believe it or not, there's enough energy in the air, enough heat in the air through the refrigeration process to put heat inside your house. And when we hit those really cold nights, you know, those 10, 12, 13, 14-degree nights, there's a good chance that supplemental, or as you called it, auxiliary heat, turned on to supplement the heat pump for heating your house. And then you can also operate on emergency by itself. So in the event your heat pump fails, you can change or adjust your thermostat just to emergency heat, and it just uses the electric strips to heat your house until you get your heat pump repaired. If he doesn't, or she doesn't have a heat pump, it could be just electric heat. And it's possible that you are having some performance problems. First thing I would do, because this is something you do yourself as a homeowner, change the return air filter. Make sure you have enough air getting into your air conditioning and the heat of return air. Make sure you open up all your bedroom doors. Don't close any bedroom doors to get all the air moving and turning over inside your house to heat up. But you also want to call your HVAC dealer who is servicing your equipment. There may be something wrong. It shouldn't have dropped that fast, that quick, because the last night really wasn't our coldest nights. So if something's been working for these last 4 or 5 nights, but last night it didn't perform, there's a good chance there's something happening with that equipment.
Thank you, Paul. Valuable information as always. Paul will be on tomorrow morning to answer all of your questions. We'll talk to Jacob Pichot, Public Information Officer, Troop B, Louisiana State Police. When we come back, 721 Traffic Now, WWL.